Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Welcome to the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's reading was edited and adapted from The Ideal Made Real by Christian D. Larson, published in 1909. Live in a cheerful world, even if you have to create such a world in your own imagination. Resolved to be happy regardless of what comes. You cannot afford to be otherwise. Count everything joy. Meet everything in a spirit of joy. And expect everything to give you joy. By creating a cheerful world in your own imagination, you develop the tendency to a sunny disposition. And by meeting everything in an attitude of joy, you will soon meet only those things that naturally produce joy. Like does attract like. Much sunshine will gather more sunshine, and the happiest mind meets the most delightful experiences. When exceptions occur, pass them by as of no consequence, because they are of no consequence to you. You are interested only in happy events. Therefore, there is no reason whatever why you should pay any attention to the other kind. It is a fact that the less attention we pay to unpleasant conditions, the less unpleasantness we meet in life. That person who looks for the disagreeable everywhere and expects to find it everywhere will certainly find what they are looking for in most places, if not all places. On the other hand, the person who expects only the pleasant will seldom find anything else. We attract what we think of the most. There is no better medicine than cheerfulness. Keep your mind full of living joy. Your circulation will be strong in every part of your being. And a strong circulation is one of the secrets to perfect health. The great value of cheerfulness, however, is found in its effect upon the mind. That is, in its power to make faculties and talents grow, just as sunshine makes flowers grow. There are millions of fertile minds in the world that are almost wholly unproductive, simply because they lack mental sunshine. These people would cultivate real, genuine mental brightness. Every part of the world would sparkle with brilliant ideas. What the acorn is to the oak, bright ideas are to a great and successful life. And we all can produce bright ideas through the development of mental ability and the cultivation of mental sunshine. Cheerfulness keeps the body in the best condition and brings out the best that there is in the mind. To attain a cheerful state, we must remember that it is a product of the inner life and does not come from circumstances or conditions. Therefore, the first essential is to create a cheerful world in the imagination. Picture in your mind the brightest states of existence that you can think of. and impress joy upon your mind at all times. Feel joy, think joy, and make every action of mind and body thrill with joy. Before long, you will have created the subconscious foundation of joy. And when this is done, cheerfulness and brightness will become permanent elements within yourself. Live in the present only, and seek to make the great eternal now as full and complete as possible. It is what we do for the present that counts. The past is gone, and the future is not ready to be acted upon. Give your time, your talent, and your power to that which is now at hand, and you will do things worthwhile. You will not waste thought upon what you expect to do, but will turn all your energies upon that which you now can do. Results will then positively follow. For those who do things worthwhile in the present do not have to worry about the future and its rewards. The greater the present cause, the greater the future effect. 9/10 of the worries in the average life are simply about the future. All of these are eliminated when we learn to live in the present only, instead of giving anxious thought to the bridge you may have to cross. You should give deliberate thought to the increase of your present ability and power. Thus you make yourself fully competent to master every occasion that you may meet. When you live for only the present, you will live a larger life, a happier life, a far more useful life. This is perfectly natural, because you will not scatter your forces over the past or future, but will concentrate your whole life, all your power, all your ability, on that which you are trying to do now. You will be your best today, because you will give all of your best to the life of today, and the person who is their best today will be still better tomorrow. Never complain, criticize, or condemn, but meet all things in a constructive frame of mind. The critical mind is destructive to itself, and will in time become wholly incompetent to even produce logical criticism. To complain about everything is to constantly think about the inferior side of everything, thus impressing inferiority upon your mind. Refuse to complain about anything. Complaints never righted a wrong, and never will. When you seek to gain justice through a complaint, you temporarily gain something in one place, and permanently lose something in another. Besides, you have harmed your own mind. The fact is that the more you complain, the worse things will become. And the more you criticize what you meet today, the more adverse and inferior will be the things you are to meet tomorrow. The reason why is simple. The complaining mind attracts the cheap and the common, and the critical spirit goes directly down into weakness and inferiority. However, we must remember that there is a marked difference between the critical attitude and the discriminating attitude. When things are not right, we should say so. But while saying so, we should not enter into a rip-and-tear frame of mind. The fact should be stated firmly, but gently, and without the slightest trace of ill feeling or condemnation. Simply discriminate between the right and wrong, and state the facts, but let no hurt whatever appear in your voice. What we say is important, but the way things are said is far more important. Even truth itself can be expressed in such a way that it hurts, harms, and destroys. To state your wants in a friendly manner is not complaint, but when there are hurts, and whines in your voice. You are making complaints, and you are harming yourself. Besides, you are producing unfavorable impressions upon those with whom you come in contact. It is far better to have faith in people than to criticize and complain, even though everything seems to go wrong. Because when we have faith in people, we shall finally attract those who are of a like mind and who are competent to do things the way we wish to have them done. Instead of complaining or stating that there is always something wrong, we shall live constantly in the strong faith that everything is eternally coming out right. We thus place ourselves in harmony with those laws that can and will make things right. This is no idle dream, nor shall we have to wait a long time to secure results. The very day we establish faith in the place of complaints, criticisms, and distrust, the tide will turn. Things will change for the better in our world and continue to improve perpetually. Make the best use of every occasion, and nothing but opportunities will come your way. The person who makes the best of everything will attract the best of everything. Yes, there are occasions that seem worthless, and the average person thinks they are wasting time while passing through such states. But no matter how worthless the occasion may seem to be, the one who makes the best use of it, while they are in it, will get something of real value out of it. In addition, the experience will have exceptional worth, because whenever we try to turn an occasion to good account, we turn everything in ourselves to good account. The person who makes the best use of every occasion is developing their mind and strengthening their own character every day. To such a person, every occasion becomes an opportunity and will consequently place them in touch with the greater world of opportunities. Make the best use of everything that comes your way, and greater things will positively follow. That is the law, and if you daily apply this law, a brilliant future lay ahead of you.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.